This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Jill.
Hey, Fiona. How are you doing?
I am doing fine this lovely sunny morning. I have a kitty cat who's taking up more than half of the desk, but she thinks she's a great helper.
Is this the fluffy one?
Yes, she's a big fluffy one.
Tell her I love her.
I will. Well, you had suggested that today we talk about conspiracies and conspiratorial thinking. Do you want to start off with some of your ideas?
Yeah. You know, this is not just happening in California or the United States. It's happening all over the world. When we have a big event, and we haven't had a world big event that's affecting everybody in the world like we are right now, but it's really started a lot of conspiracies going, who's to blame? That's the first thing, is who's to blame and what's really happening. And I find that with my clients and friends, it's very disturbing. It's very frightening to people, because they feel that they understood, we've been told this, and now there's a hidden message in here, and that's what's really happening, and it's just terrifying a lot of people. And I kind of want to try and find a way to help people breathe through that and let all the conspiracies go. You never know. One of them might be true. One of them, that's not the point. It's that it's designed to frighten. It's designed to frighten, and we don't need to be more frightened than we already are with this virus that's going around. We need to protect ourselves and our family and the people that we love and our friends and humanity, those that are respecting the laws. But the starting of these conspiracies, especially among the elders who really don't know what to believe anymore. This is way beyond our thinking, you know?
Yes, and you know, the thing is that there are always conspiratorial thinkers, like the Da Vinci Code, where, you know, with the Knights of the Templar and the family, about all the people that are controlling the United States and world government. There's always conspiratorial...
And the Twin Towers and the JFK assassination, and all of those had conspiracy theories, and they still go along, and they people love to argue about that. But right now, how do we... when we become overwhelmed with... What was it I saw the other day? We're overwhelmed with information, but not enough wisdom.
That's such a good thing. So our question then is, how do we find our wisdom, really, so that we can move through the conspiratorial thinking to what we feel is accurate and true?
For us, right, exactly.
Yeah, because everybody's going to have, as we've spoken before, you know, some people are totally into natural things, some people are totally into medical things, and of course it's all right. And we, first of all, to know what it is that is our truth, and it's very difficult to know what the truth is, because there's so many things floating around. But if we don't drop into our natural wisdom, I think it's very difficult for us to get a handle on this time.
Yeah. I know, and I think the frightening aspect of the conspiratorial thinking is that so many people are in lockdown or stay in place alone, and so that way people rely then on their cell phones or iPads or computers for information.
And then, of course, we get so caught up in our thoughts, which are by nature, because of fight and flight, negative, that we're just constantly hopping from one thing to the other to try to find out what the truth is, because we're so terrified. The people living alone have heard about all the people dying alone. Even people in families have heard about people dying alone. And everybody's really scared of suffering and dying alone.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think the key and the gift that we have to give ourselves is how, you know, we've got so many podcasts on this, but how do we find our wisdom in these conspiratorial times, these really difficult times? What can we do to access, to go through all of this stuff back to our wisdom?
One of the things that helps me here, because I have several really good friends who are heavy duty into the conspiracies, you know, everywhere. One of the things that I like to do is just, I keep telling myself, this virus is here. I don't need to know right now how it got here, who did what to whom, none of that, but the virus is here around the world. So the point being, how do I take care of myself and those that I love so that we survive this? And that's where my focus is. And I get, you know, irritated, I think, because, of course, you know, you and I are now talking on the phone because we can't get together. But so with most of my friends, it's we just message each other. We just message each other. And then they send me all these conspiracies. This is, look what I've just found out. It used to be all about the, what are those trace things in the sky?
Yes.
The contrails or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So there was always a lot of beliefs about different thoughts about that, and the same thing about the UFOs. And all that's fine. Yet we don't need something to make what we're going through worse. So what I think is, if this is here. This is here. Whether it was manufactured or brought over by China or developed somewhere on an airline, it doesn't matter to me. It's that it's here. And how are we going to help others, ourselves and others, get through this so that there's something left afterwards, you know? And I love spending my energy on the creative form, because new forms of how life is going to be after we've got through this, like, you know, they can't make movies now because you can't have people gathered together. So what are they doing? They're using other mediums, and people are being very clever at doing it. So that's how we're getting our books, because we can't go into a library, can we?
Yes.
Libraries are closed, would you believe?
But the bookstores just opened. The bookstores were allowed to open for, I think, at least pickups anyway.
Yeah.
Like Barnes and Noble.
But
so,
no browsing through what book will I read this day.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. So I think the thing is, we have to ask ourselves, you know, it is important for us. We all want to be informed. But considering there's so much misinformation and we don't know what is information or misinformation at this point, we have to drop back again to our wisdom and to the source of who we are, so that we can find and sit in that and look out at what's happening and say, okay, this is what I'm going to pick right now to explore. But every time I get scared, any time I get frantic, any time my mind is going round and round, I'm going to use the techniques, which is what you always say, soft belly.
Yeah.
Feel your hands relax, feel your feet,
breathe
all the way.
Your shoulders relax.
And use
your jaw, relax. I'm doing it now.
And also nature, we always talk about too, because having a little group of enlightening songs or music, or you can play your own music or your bells or whatever it is, and just make sounds or sing. Or also great television programs that uplift you, and great memories. Make a list of all your favorite memories. And you can, when it gets difficult, you can play that memory back like a video.
Right.
The interesting thing with memories is, you know, they're adjusted every time we think about them. So we can make a little tweak here and there about a memory as well.
Another thing that helps too, I love the way you work with helping people create good memories to rely on and to shift and change things, belief systems. I think as soon as we begin to feel fearful about something, it's really, you know, doing the soft belly, soften your belly, drop your shoulders, take the tension out of your jaw, and think about, all right, this virus is here, and we're going to get through it. And how's the best way for me to get through this?
And we also...
As a help to ourselves. And to be, it's a consciousness. It's an awareness.
Mindfulness.
Stay away from people who are not conscious and aware.
Yes, because when that happens, if we're around people who are panicked and going from this conspiratorial thing to that conspiratorial thing, it can be very stressful and fearful. I decided not to watch every video that everybody sent me after a short while, because it was like, okay, this is person saying it was created, this person saying it's not, this person saying it's this, and I said to myself, you know, I'm pulling myself, nobody's pulling me, I'm pulling myself all over the place.
Or I'm allowing myself to be pulled all over the place.
Yes, and so why would I watch anymore? So I just said to people, you know, I just have seen so many of these things, I appreciate it, but for right now, I'm not watching any more videos on this, and I'm just maintaining my balance, doing my moments of meditation, and if I find there's something that moves me strongly, I will take action. You know, I come from a family of activists, so but nothing has moved me strongly with as far as the conspiratorial ideas. It's just my thing is still to stay in balance, to say my wisdom as often as I can, and to help others do the same. And it doesn't help us to go into the anger and the fear.
No,
it's natural. And it's okay.
Yeah, and you know, if you're living with somebody, if you're in isolation with somebody, you can work with somebody on talking yourselves out. Help me talk myself out of this fear, and have that conversation with somebody. And if you're alone, you've got to have that conversation with yourself.
Yes, and or call someone up. You know, make a who was it that one of my clients said that she's got 15 people that she identified. She lives alone with her dogs in New York. She identified 15 people that she could call if she really needed to and things were getting tough for her.
Yeah, good. Clever. Good thing.
And they were often really helpful to her, and she was helpful to them. And I think that's a really, you know, make a list of the people, if you don't have anybody, see if you can find a group that you could join online.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people need that. Or take
There's
a
wonderful class. One that I'm just going to say here because it goes all around the world, and I just think it's the most beautiful thing. And it's on Facebook, and you can easily join it. It's called View From My Window. And what the object is, whoever joins can take a picture outside of what they see outside their window, because everybody's in isolation. So what do you see outside your window? And these are pictures coming from all over the world, And people are leaving messages, for the person who put the picture out. And no, it's amazing. Nobody feels alone when they're doing that. They've made more friends. And somebody said today, wrote on their post, I just have made so many new friends. As soon as all this is over, I want to invite you all over, and we'll have a barbecue here. I mean, it's wonderful.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called View From My Window. And it is the most healing thing to see what people, you know, and there's so many that comes in from Africa, Northern Africa, Southern Africa, Iceland, the Soviet Union, Russia, South America, Australia. It's wonderful. Canada, Alaska, Hawaii, everywhere. It's just beautiful. Yeah.
It's so helpful, and because it is so important for us to keep our mind in balance when we can.
Yes, and this way, we're not only losing community, we're gaining community on a global scale.
I think actually, you know, if you think talking spiritual, that's, I think, one of the spiritual reasons for all this was disconnecting to reconnect. And I think there are so many spiritual reasons for this to have happened.
Yeah.
Because also, when we're very scared, we tend to be prepared to make changes. We're often not prepared to make changes if everything's going, everything is easy and everything's flowing. So,
there's a caveat to that too, because all these changes that are occurring right now, there's a whole bunch of people, and I can speak this on the Western, in the American side, North American side, is people are beginning to be inconvenienced. They're impatient. Okay, we've done that. We've done that for 2 months or 2.5 months. Now I want to go to the beach and I want to go out for a restaurant and screw the rest of you. Mm-hmm. We need to stay away from people like that. We really have to have a mind, I so believe, of mindfulness and awareness and respect for ourselves and others. So if you see somebody being so disrespectful that way, refusing, fighting because they've been asked to wear their mask in a store and they cause it, you know, the problems that they cause, just step away from people like that. But then I feel I'm in India a lot in my mind and thinking, these people have nowhere to isolate from.
No, they don't have money for masks.
And this is where, you know, those of us can just send some light to people in areas like India and Bangladesh and Pakistan and crowded places, you know, where there isn't a place to isolate.
And also reminding ourselves that when we do see people like that, there is a fear behind it as well. So if we can do what we need to do.
You mean the people who are being disrespectful and not wearing masks?
Yes.
And stuff?
Yeah, there's like a driving fear, which is creating kind of an anger and a push. And so we want to, if we sit back enough inside ourselves, especially feel our body, feel our hands and feet, we can look at those people and just see if, you know, to see where they are, but to keep ourselves protected and know that they are just in a space of imbalance.
Yeah. Well, you're so kind to say that. I'm not so kind that way, but I do pray for them. I do pray for them.
I'm not sure that at the moment of the lady that pushed by me at the health food store, I did say to her, I think we're supposed to keep a 6 feet distance. And, but, you know, it doesn't matter when that we don't have to be perfect. In the gift
was humanity. But she came right back at you, didn't she? She came right back at you.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said, oh, I didn't know you I didn't think it's, do we have to do that here? And I said, yep, I think it's written out the front. And then she said, well, I was 6 foot away from you. And I said, okay. And that, for me then, the purpose was, okay, this I'm not going to engage with her because she's angry, just generally angry. I'm going to just walk away and go on and buy the rest of my stuff because there was no, when somebody's angry, they're in kind of a whirlpool and there's no point in trying to talk with them.
Yeah.
It's best just to wait, but I have no relationship with her, so it my thing was just to move away and finish off my shopping.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's just we're all in places now that are uncharted waters. And the conspiratorial thinking, as you said, is driving a lot of this confusion and fear.
And a lot of it, though, is manipulative.
And, yes, it always has been.
So therefore, I also like to say to myself, if I go along with this, I'm being manipulated by that idea. I'd rather be open. I'd rather question everything and be open and feel into what is right for me rather than being manipulated by somebody else's fear or hidden agenda for something, you know?
And if we feel to take an action, to go into doing something in some direction, like you called the council today to ask them to block your roads so that you didn't have people lighting fires in a dangerous fire zone because they wanted to have barbecues. So you took action today, you and your, and Bob. And so it doesn't mean we don't take action, but it does mean finding our balance, as always, mm-hmm. and finding the wisdom that we have in that balance is so important right now.
Yeah. And also, I do want to say, when I called the county supervisor today, I was polite, and I thanked them for everything that they've been doing for us and, you know, how they got us through the fires. And then I said, that's why I'm calling, because outsiders are coming in and putting us back in danger. Now, I understand why people want to get out and about in nature. That's a great thing. But you don't barge into a piece of land thinking, well, there's nothing here, so I can light a fire on it. No, people's homes are all around it. People live there. It's somebody's home. And we've been through the fires. Don't light fires, please, you know.
And you did take an action on that to call them,
yeah.
and ask them to block the road. See, I think sometimes we think that by sitting back in our wisdom, it's about not taking action. But I think it's sitting back in our wisdom and then letting the wisdom guide the action.
Yeah.
I think that's the deal. Well, we've been talking about conspiratorial thinking and conspiracies, and it goes on forever, I think. But there's just a few thoughts. This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.